Yeah, so it's the second part, because everything happened on, I think, Thursday. I called the doctor on Friday, and they were like, we'll call you on Monday with, our availability and when we have open appointments. So, I did talk to them, and they're allowing me to go in, because it's not anything that's, super, super crucial, especially with the position that I'm taking. So I'm just waiting for that, and if I don't hear from them, I'll call them tomorrow. Sounds like you're on your node. You sound really good. There was a little bit of a digitalized sound there. I know the last time you had that issue, you said you were possibly overdriving it. Just pointing it out, K-E-A-L-E-X.
All right, yeah, you reminded me. I just switched it over to low power mode, so hopefully I'm not overdriving it anymore. I'm literally, like, I think, in a straight line dimension, like 2.5 feet from the node, so, I'm awfully close, so if I'm pushing 8 watts, I don't know if that's going to overwhelm the node or not, but I guess this is a good test, so. Other than that, I'm excited for you. That's going to be fun. I'm glad that, you got all your ducks in a row and, you know, they were able to, temporarily look the other way and get you going into orientation, and hopefully you get paid for orientation, and so that sounds exciting. I'm a little jealous. I think that would be a cool career path to take, and just kind of a eye opener, to everything. So, well, good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it, John. I'm looking forward to it. Part of the reason is, and don't get me wrong, I'm not going to lose my automotive background, and, I'm still going to help out at the shop when I'm needed, but I've beaten my body up, I've got some back issues, and I'm still young, so what better way than, obviously I won't start out in radios, but what better way to take a job but to play with radios? We do it pretty much every day in our everyday life. Why not do it for work, too?